Affected airlines can expect compensation in kind from Boeing in the form of bigger discounts and better deals on other services. The same cannot be said of Boeing's suppliers. It has relentlessly squeezed their profit margins in recent years in search of efficiency. Many have invested in extra capacity to supply parts for 57 MAX planes a month, Boeing's original production target for this year. Instead, Boeing cut monthly output back from 52 to 42. Spirit AeroSystems, which gets around half its revenues from supplying fuselages for the 737 MAX, saw margins slip and is cutting overtime and putting workers on unpaid leave to cut costs after disruption in a complex production system, says its boss, Tom Gentile. It has lost 28% of its market capitalization, or around $3 billion, since March. Allegheny Technologies, which makes composite materials used in the aircraft, has been similarly clobbered. General Electric, America's troubled engineering giant, which supplies MAX engines in a joint venture with Safran, a French aerospace company, faces a bigger bill. It is paid only when planes are delivered. It estimates that its cash flow could be reduced by as much as $1.4 billion in 2019, adding to its woes. Safran's results for the first half of 2019, due on September 5th, will be pored over for signs of trouble. Most aerospace firms do not live by Boeing alone. That, and Boeing's decision to maintain production, has insulated them from a bigger fallout. UTC, an American conglomerate which makes electronics, seats, wheels, and brakes for the MAX, reckons the delays will have only a small impact on profits. The situation for suppliers is summed up neatly by David Squires, boss of Senior, a British firm that makes high-tech components not only for Boeing, but also for GE and Spirit. The grounding has not been devastating, he insists. That said, his firm will now be where it hoped to be in April 2019, only by the start of 2021.